You're listening to Deep Pockets by Investa, a podcast where we feature some of the best traders and business people in the industry to help you grow your finances and pursue your passion.
What's up, mga ka-investa? So I'm here to make a quick video of the three deadliest mistakes you can do in your trading. The first is not cutting your losses. Again, alam ko, it's probably super cliche, something you've heard all the time from seminar to seminar, mentor to mentor, but at the end of the day, it's what works. Imagine if you don't cut your losses, ano mangyayari sa capital mo? Always think about it this way na lang. There's always gonna be three ideal scenarios after you put on a trade. One, it's either gonna be a big win, two, a small win, or three, a small loss. If you take out a big loss from all the results of your trading, you will skyrocket to another level. The second deadliest mistake you can do in your trading is over trading. This can happen in two forms. One, if you're in a winning streak and ego starts to seep into your trading. But this is what we call, Mark Douglas calls it, euphoria as a trading. But you feel like you have that Superman syndrome and nothing can go wrong. This leads you to trade stocks na hindi naman talaga nasa plano mo. Because you feel like, kahit anong bibiling ko, aangat eh. That's something you should really avoid. And second naman is opposite if you're in a losing streak. This leads you to do revenge trading. Gusto mo bawiin yung mga losses na nangyari. So you start forcing trades. Trades na hindi naman talaga grade A setup para mabawi losses. But at the end of the day, all you're doing is digging much deeper hole na kailangan mo bumawi eventually. And by revenge trading, walang mabuting mangyayari. The third and final deadliest mistake you can make in your trading is oversizing. This usually happens yan kapag winning streak. We feel like, again, we can't go wrong. And this time, we want to go for the home run. We want to go for the jugular. And instead of doing a regular position sizing, you know, strategies, nag all in na lang tayo. Or not even all in, but we just over allocate. Now, the problem with this is, ngayon, every fluctuation, nagiging emotional tayo. Minsan, onti akit pa lang, benta na. When it turns out, it could have been another 30% move. Minsan naman, malas ka lang. Kapag nag-oversize ka, tsaka babagsak yung stock. Can you imagine being 70% allocated and a stock dropping 20% and you don't want to cut your losses kasi feeling mo, diba tama ka? Oversizing, it just takes one mistake. One mistake habang naka-oversize ka to wipe out your account. No matter how long you've been trading, isang mali lang na over-allocated ka, you can receive a negative 50% loss in your portfolio. So avoid natin yan. So those are the three deadliest mistakes you can do in your trading.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast and stay tuned for our next episode.